Okay. Alrighty. So as I said, it's going to be a very practical sermon that you're going to be able to use. You're going to be able to make application in your life. And, you know, we have all different types of relationships. You know, we have the relationship with our wife, men. And obviously women, you know, the counterpart, they would have the relationship with their husband. We have relationships with, you know, family. Sometimes it's immediate family or it can be extended family. We have relationships with our boss at work. You know, we have relationships with our neighbor. We have relationships. Sometimes you will bump into people, maybe old friends. There are all different types of situations where we have to interact and engage with different people on different levels, and it's not the same dynamic. So I'm going to be going over how to resolve conflicts in a very general way, but I'm going to give you guidelines, you know, different principles that we can use as Christians to be able to live a peaceable life, to be peaceful people. So here in Matthew chapter number 5, verse number 9, of course, this is the Beatitudes. This is one of the most famous passages or part of Scripture in the entire Bible. And there are a lot of great virtues that are taught here. But we're told in verse number 9, the Bible says once more, "Blessed are the peacemakers." And it tells you this, "For they shall be called the children of God." So you can see how important that it is to be a peacemaker. If you are a peacemaker, you will be called, the Bible says, a child of God. You will be the children of God. I want you to turn with me to Romans chapter number 14, verse number 19. I want to talk about first, you know, just the virtue of bringing about peace or being a peaceable person, living a peaceful life, and how important it is to have peace in our lives. Romans chapter number 14, verse number 19. Not only that, it's important that we seek peace. We should be people that desire peace. We shouldn't be someone that just thrives on drama and that we just always want drama in our life. We enjoy conflict or we enjoy controversy where we're just looking for a problem, you know, to spring about so we can get involved in it, or maybe we're the type of person that causes these conflicts. That should not be the type of person that we are. Christians are commanded to be peaceable people, and we should be seeking and desiring peace in our lives. Look at Romans chapter 14, verse number 19. The Bible says this, "Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace, and things wherewith one may edify another." So notice that we should be following after the things which make for peace. And notice what it's coupled with there. It's coupled with edifying one another. So peace has to do with edifying or building someone up. It has to do with helping another person. It's a selfless act. Peace and edifying are put together. I want you to go now to, we're going to look at a few scriptures. Go to the Old Testament with me. Psalm chapter number 34, verse number 14. Psalm chapter number 34, verse number 14. I'm going to read to you from 1 Peter chapter number 3. Verse number 11, the Bible says this, "Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it." So if you would have noticed there, the verse I read, 1 Peter 3, peace and good are used interchangeable. So you can see that the word peace is very closely related to that which is good. It says, "Let him eschew evil," right? That means to stay away from evil, to keep it away from us. To eschew it, like you do to a dog. Shoo, right? Let him eschew evil. And then it says, and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. Psalm chapter number 34, verse 14, where you're at, you'll see this sounds very similar. Depart from evil and do good. So again, eschew evil and do good. I believe 1 Peter 3 is quoting from here. Then it says this, seek peace and pursue it. So notice again that peace is being used interchangeable with good. Number one, just to be very simplistic, peace is good. Peace is a good thing. To have peace or to possess peace, it's good. But not only that, furthermore, the opposite of peace is evil. It's, although the word evil oftentimes in the Bible, yes, it can be referring to transgression or sin, but I'll tell you what else it's referring to, harm, which is also the opposite of peace. So there, you know, that would be a synonym for evil would be harm, which is an antonym for peace. Peace is a good thing. Go to Psalm chapter number 122 while you're in the book of Psalms there. Psalm chapter number 122 on the subject of seeking peace. We should desire peace. We should want peace in our lives. It should be something that, as we've seen twice, that we are seeking, we are ensuing it. The Bible used in Psalm 34 the word pursue. You as a Christian should be pursuing peace in your life. You should be looking for peace in your life. You shouldn't be looking for problems. You shouldn't be looking for controversy or looking for drama. There are a lot of people like this. It may sound ridiculous, but there are people that look for drama and they thrive off of it. And if there's not drama going on in their life, they're unhappy. Or if there's not drama going on in their life, they're going to make sure that they start some, that they are the troublemaker, right? We should be seeking peace. We should be looking for peace. Psalm 122, verse 6 says this, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Now, this, of course, people will try to misapply this about, you know, the modern state or the modern, you know, country of Jerusalem. This is talking about those that love God. You notice that it said, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, they shall prosper that love thee. So this does not apply to the modern state of Jerusalem. They do not love the Lord Jesus Christ. They hate him. Look at verse 7. Peace be within thy walls and prosperity within thy palaces. So first it says pray for the peace of Jerusalem. It's saying pray for the peace of those that love God, Christians. We should desire peace for ourselves, but furthermore, we should also desire peace for other Christians. We should desire peace for those that love God. Keep reading there, verse number 8 in Psalm 122. It says, for my brethren, so notice, the Christian, for my brethren and companions' sake, I will now say, peace be within thee. Talking about the walls of Jerusalem. He desires that those that love God have peace. Because of the house of the Lord, our God, I will seek thy good. So notice again that peace is a good thing. Over and over and over again, we see in the Bible that the word peace is coupled with or even used synonymous with the word good. We should be looking for peace in our life. We should be seeking after peace. Peace is a good thing. I want you to go to Proverbs chapter number 12, verse number 20. Proverbs chapter number 12, verse number 20. I'm going to real quick, let another nugget of truth sink down into your minds. This is just going to be a sub point to what we're talking about right now. Kind of go over it real quick. The reason why you should seek peace is because if you have peace, you will have joy. If you don't have peace, you're not going to have joy. If you're not living a peaceful life, what that means is you're not living a joyful life. Peace and joy are coupled together, one with another, just as peace is the same thing as good. It is goodness. Look at Proverbs chapter number 12, verse number 20. It says this, deceit is in the heart of them that imagine evil, but to the counselors of peace is joy. Notice that peace, number one, and joy are contrasted with evil. It's the opposite of evil, harm. Also, sin in this case is definitely has the connotation of that which is sin or transgression against the Lord. But it says this, but to the counselors of peace, so a person that counsels of peace, it says that it is joy. Isaiah chapter number 55, verse number 12 says this, for ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. Notice that the man that has peace has also what? Joy. He's a joyful man. A peaceful man is a joyful man. It's someone that is happy. If you have peace, you know what that means? It means you're happy. I'll just read to you Isaiah chapter number 54, verse number 13. You don't have to turn there. It says this, and all thy children shall be taught of the Lord, and great shall be the peace of thy children. So notice that it says there, and all thy children shall be taught of the Lord. How are they taught of the Lord? Of course, we take the Word of God. This is the Word of God. This is His counsel. And then we exposit it to our children. We sit down and take time out of our days and we teach it from the Word of God. So it is by proxy the Lord teaching our children. And what is the result of that? Our children being taught in the counsels of the Lord growing up and then putting that into practice. The result of that, consequently, it says, and great shall be the peace of thy children. I'm sure everyone here desires for their children to grow up and to live a peaceful life. Everyone here wants their child to grow up and live in peace, right? You know how to do that? You teach your children the law of the Lord. You know what's going to happen if you don't teach your child the law of the Lord? They're going to have a very unpeaceful life. They're going to have a life that has no joy. They're going to have a life that is miserable. A miserable person is a person that has no peace. You know, the Bible teaches that there is no peace to the wicked. You know, the person that lives a sinful life that keeps away from the counsel of the Lord, that person is going to have the exact opposite life of a peaceful life. But if we teach our children the law of the Lord, if we teach our children the counsels of God and the mind of the Lord, the result of that will be a peaceful life. So how do we live a peaceful life? We need to read the Bible and put these things into practice. We need to not live a sinful, wicked life. That's how you have peace. I want you to turn now to Psalm chapter number 120, verse number 7. So point number one there was desire peace. As a Christian, you should be seeking and desiring peace. It's something